Welcome back to Spartan Nation Radio. This hour of the show is dedicated completely to the Final Four. So we're going to start with Cinderella. The real Cinderella, VCU, Virginia Commonwealth University, is on their way to the Final Four. It's an amazing story how they got there. And when you want to know the intricate stories about sports in the state of Virginia, I made a call to a friend of mine, a very well-respected Virginia journalist, who told me yesterday afternoon. He said, Hondo, I could come on. I'd love to. He says, but I'm going to tell you something. You may want to check out those guys from Virginia Preps. He says, I bet they've got a lot more. He says, and they really do a great job. So I called him, and that's Tom Garrett. And he says, yeah, I'll come on. So Tom Garrett's on the other end of our line from VirginiaPreps.com. How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing great, Hondo. How are you this afternoon?
Good. I'll tell you what, you come highly recommended with all the stuff you folks do at Virginia Preps. So I want to ask you first and foremost, VCU has captured the nation. Everybody's talking about it. Everyone wants to talk about it. They love everyone from Shaka to the players. They love the way they play. Give us, what is the mood in Virginia about this school?
Well, it's unbelievable down here in Richmond especially. I mean, Richmond, for all intents and purposes, and I mean this with the greatest respect, is a minor league sports town. And even in terms of college sports, we are a mid-major town. We're not in East Lansing. We're not in Columbus, Ohio. And for this to unfold, especially in the unexpected way that it has, where VCU finishes fourth in the CAA, 11 losses during the season, and then to get to the Final Four, having to win an extra game on top of it, it is just remarkable, and this city is absolutely enthralled by this run.
For you now, because you're in the state, I mean, you obviously cover recruiting, but that's not a big major school. Did you guys even cover any of the players?
We did to an extent, because one thing that's been great about this VCU team is they do have a pretty strong contingent of local players. Bradford Burgess is a Benedictine kid. Benedictine is a prominent private school here in the city of Richmond. It got kids from William Fleming of Roanoke, Troy Daniels is a sophomore on the team, and of course, Brandon Rozelle is from Highland Springs, which is just outside Richmond, Virginia as well. So we've covered the local kids, and that's, again, has been something that's really added to the flavor of this run, has been the fact that a lot of the prominent players on the VC are from the state of Virginia.
We're talking to Tom Garrett. He is from VirginiaPreps.com. In fact, as Michigan State, we saw last year, they went into it, the last couple of years, they've went into Atlanta. They went a lot down south trying to get into that area. They're now trying to make a push into the Virginia area and the Washington, D.C., all that area. You can follow it at VirginiaPreps.com. Tom does a great job there. Tom, for you, Shaka Smart, is he a lucky coach? Do you think he's a great X's and O guy? Give us your take. You know coaching. What's your take on Shaka?
I think for a guy his age to be accomplishing what he's doing says a lot for the kind of person he is, the kind of coach he is. You know, you ask if he's a lucky coach. I think part of coaching is luck. And I think that while he is a great coach, I think that he was handed on a silver platter the best motivation that he possibly could have been given on Selection Sunday. And I think that as good of a coach as he is, the VCU team you're seeing right now is a different animal than what you saw during the regular season, and part and parcel to that is the motivation that they got from all the naysayers and the ESPN and the CBS broadcast crew basically criticizing the selection of VCU. So Shaka Smart, you know, again, one thing that we have in this town, both with Shaka Smart at VCU and Chris Mooney, who's an outstanding coach at the University of Richmond, is that we really, again, we sort of have that minor league mentality, unfortunately, and we are excited about the success that these guys have, but that success, or that excitement, I should say, is counterbalanced by a fear that these guys will depart for greener pastures, for a Big Ten conference, for an ACC, for those types of places. So we're always a little paranoid about it, but we're hoping we can keep Coach Smart and Coach Mooney here as long as we can.
Let me go right to that. That's a good job. We're talking to Tom Garrett from VirginiaPreps.com. Tom, you segued perfectly into my next segment. There's lots of talk. Missouri's going to wait with, probably $1.5 million to try to go after Shaka, NC State possibly. My question to you is, and here's my concern, and I don't know Shaka one bit, so I may be completely wet. But if this guy, if he's not ready because of his age, I'd hate to see him go somewhere like Missouri, get fired after 3 years, and be at end of a good career. Can he coach at a bigger level, in your opinion, right now? Is he ready to step up to a Big 12?
It's hard to evaluate that because I think that that is one of those things where you don't know until you're in the deep end of the pool, so to speak, whether you can really swim in those waters. I think that he, again, I can't say enough about what an outstanding coach he is and how great he is, but I'll just say this. keep in mind that he has followed two other very successful coaches at VCU in Jeff Capel and Anthony Grant, both of whom moved on to Division I programs. Capel, of course, unfortunately just let go by Oklahoma. But he inherited a program that was performing at a pretty high level. And I think that if I were a Big 12 athletic director or an athletic director for one of those power conferences, the only hesitation I would have and the only possible negative would be he had a great foundation in place when he took over the program. Now, that being said, everything else across the board is an A+. Young, very good relationship with the community, very good relationship with the players, very relatable guy to the players, comes with a good basketball background, very intelligent guy, graduated magna cum laude from Kenyon. Everything else is great, but there is that slight hesitation that do you want to invest a long-term contract based on 3 weeks? And I don't know the answer to that. A part of me, I love the guy. I want him to succeed, but from a selfish Richmonder standpoint, I also want him to stick around at VCU for a few more years. So it's a tough call.
All right, we are talking to Tom Garrett from VirginiaPreps.com. He lives in Richmond. He knows exactly what's going on as VCU heads to the national title, to the Final Four. Tom, I trust you as a respected journalist, to be honest. Will VCU beat Butler?
If they play anywhere close to what they did against Kansas, I think that they beat Butler. And the only hesitation that I have is that Brad Stevens is such a doggone good coach.
He is.
And it's funny because in a lot of ways these two schools are mirror images of one another with the mid-major pedigree and outstanding young coaching. VCU's the only thing that can beat a great team like Kansas is a red-hot team, and that's what VCU is right now. I think VCU wins, and as incredible as it seems, I think they're going to be playing for the national championship come Monday night.
What would it mean to Richmond if they somehow won this thing?
I think that it would not be an exaggeration to say that this would be the biggest sports story in the history of the city. I mean, that it would mean that much. I mean, Arthur Ashe is from Richmond, and certainly he's up there. Secretariat was born not too far from here, but I think for the city itself, certainly in the last 40 years, but probably of all time, this would be the biggest story in Richmond sports history.
All right, Tom Garrett from VirginiaPreps.com. Tom, thank you. If you don't mind, if VCU happens to win on Saturday, we'd like to have you back on Monday. But again, we appreciate you. You've been very gracious with us. Thanks for your time, Tom.
Absolutely. Love to come back on Monday if VCU's playing for the title. Would love it.
All right, that's Tom Garrett from VirginiaPreps.com. Make sure you check it out. Michigan State is starting to try to do their very best to go down there to try to make inroads. They're trying to get into Georgia and Virginia and more into D.C., so follow them right there at VirginiaPreps.com. We'll be back.